Hey everyone, welcome to Lack of Focus Play D&D 5e Episode 6. The gates of Bavaria are closed, apparently. Only just, I mean, you were just there at, you almost had them.
Almost made it. I was right there.
I mean, who would have thought these gates would have just been laughing at you as well? You're probably imagining it.
My character didn't know that, now he does.
Probably just imagining that laughter.
Probably.
So I created a nice touch-up image from the one Greg shared, and I to try and get the setting. It's kind of getting towards twilight now. You can probably make it back to town if you go at a quick march. But you guys got any plans?
Before we leave, Ed should see if any of his arrows are salvageable, since he only has so many.
That was my next question. I got to pull my notes up on how many I have left, actually. So my son got one of those mice that has the variable sensitivity, the variable DPI, and I keep hitting the damn button and turning it onto the ultra high, and then the mouse is all over the two screens. They're just freaking everywhere. It's driving me nuts.
So from the first five arrows you fired, Edge, you get two of them back.
Oh, thank you. You took account. Thank you. I appreciate that. Two of them back.
The dice rolls are on there for you to see, man. Not my fault.
I believe you. It's not just doesn't make me happy. That's all.
Probably. Did you find more than five? Maybe. No, it's fine.
No, nope, I had five. That was the same note that I had.
I knew you'd fired at least five, but there we go. Okay, yep, so spend some time. Fortunately, as the wolves fell, they kind of snapped some of the arrows that were stuck in them and things, so.
How inconsiderate of them.
If your arrow had not left him on one hit, it would have forced him down and the arrow would have been sticking up.
I know. I blame myself.
Yep. I blame you too.
Yeah.
So, I have. Alright, so you guys. So we don't need the map for now. You're back here. Yeah, so this is what you see in front of you. You obviously still on the road. You can do whatever you like now. You've probably got just under 3 hours before it's like properly nighttime.
Well, I don't know if the term hightail it out of here is the right term, but I definitely want to get back in a relative expedient fashion. What's that, Chad?
Four more wolves show up.
Is it
yeah, exactly what.
There's no such thing as wolves. It's fine. There you go. Have that play as well.
Is anybody else seeing anything on the screen? Because the only thing I see are the image of the gates.
Yeah, that's all of
that's what I see.
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
And if you notice, the gates in the image are open.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sure. I mockingly assume that as I walk away, they're going to lurch forward just a little bit open.
Just a little bit. If you had a horse like this guy, you could probably make it through.
Season, like how he was telling Gabe he could probably take that guy back at the store. He's teasing you about a horse now.
I'm sure he is.
Probably take him. Probably. As long as I don't roll a crit. Okay. So, heading back to town.
Was good.
Woo-hoo.
Going a little bit faster.
A little expedience. I wouldn't say in a full blown out run in terror, but.
What are you scared of, man? It's a nice road.
It is a nice road, with bad things on it.
Yeah. So, you guys arrive back. From time.
Are we back towards the
back
on the map there?
Yeah. You are here.
There we go. Sorry, it took a second to load up on the screen.
Okay.
And my wife texted me. Alright, I think I take it we're getting close to evening.
You're getting to, it's now dark outside.
Yeah, I think turning in for the evening. sounds like an apt plan.
Yeah.
We need to get a room first.
I thought we secured the rooms whenever we were there last.
Did you? Did you not just, like, up and leave without almost paying your bill?
Yeah.
I almost didn't pay my bill for the food.
Yeah, no, we never... Right,
We have the deed to the house. Why don't we just stay there?
Ooh, he makes good points.
Yeah.
Hey.
The lower floors are...
a vampire in the basement.
Yeah, there is that. And the whole cultist in the basement thing. But we cleared all that. And the rats have to go through this Jumanji level of, like, you know, American Ninja their way up, then bang, back down to get down to... Yeah, I think we might be okay there for now.
Okay, give me a second.
Can I take a check to see if that's a wise decision? Does my character think that it's a good idea to stay in the murder house?
No, I have the deed in my pouch. It's my house. I'm inviting you to stay in my house.
Oh, well, in that case, that makes it perfectly acceptable.
That's something totally different.
I definitely think you should be fast and loose with inviting people to stay in your house all the time.
I'm going to go see Barovian real estate and see if I can sell. And I apparently own a windmill.
You do. That you do.
I'm a real estate baron.
All you got to do is develop those falsified bills of sale and you're good to go.
Strahd. Why don't you have to have the deed? So when Strahd tells me, hey, I'm a count, I'm like, well, I'm a baron.
So are you taking ownership of the house?
Ooh, that's a loaded question.
What is required to take ownership of the house?
You have the deeds, though.
Yeah.
200 years of back taxes.
Okay. So we'll assume that you... Where are you guys? Yeah, so you get to the house. All of the other houses are pretty closed up and... nothing. Oh no, I'm not worrying about Greg this time because he's been fanning around and breaking occasionally. So rather than worrying about doing two different walks, I'm just going to try one episode of just using the audio from OBS. But thanks for the heads up, Greg.
Okay.
Yeah. So as you walk up the street, you know, all of the doors are closed. Any of the houses that have shutters on the window have them all closed. You get to a death house and there are not any children outside of it.
Well, that's a good start.
So we don't have to kill them then.
They were already dead.
Chad doesn't know that. You haven't told them anything. So what can you guys see? Did I set this up properly?
Probably. Yeah, a map with a black bar through it.
Looks like night. If that was your plan... that it was like night, then you've accomplished your point.
Is it like fully black? I believe, yeah. I just didn't. Yeah, so Chad.
Now we've got some dynamic lighting going on. Do we really need dynamic lighting in my.
I'm trying to figure out how to just give you all sight of it, but the walls are stopping it because I didn't know you were going to take the house back. I thought you might. But in fact, give me a second, this should fix it.
Yeah, I was gonna say all I've got. There we go. Okay.
I got this like diagonal black bar.
Yeah, is that better?
Yep. That's better.
Ta-da. Yeah, there you go. You have a house that looks like this.
We have lots of bedrooms. Everybody gets their own room.
Who's sleeping in the attic?
Not me.
I'm claiming the one with the tiger on the or the bear or whatever it is.
I am going to like try to make myself comfy right here downstairs on the first floor in case I need to get the fuck out of Dodge.
Okay. Oh. Anyone got any plans? Any stuff you want to do for your first peaceful night's sleep in Bavaria?
I'm going to make sure all the windows are latched and the doors are locked.
Okay.
Yeah, good call.
That sounds like a good idea.
Are you guys going to set a watch?
I'll take first watch. I'm alright with that.
Do we need to set a watch?
I don't
know. Do you trust sleeping in this town? Because I sure as shit don't.
Town's weird, the gate's weird, the basement's weird.
Okay, so if you can all put your characters in what is going to be your bedrooms. Next, if you're going to actually have this house, what I'll do next time is I'll rotate the map and like rearrange it a little bit.
Oh, okay, good.
Just so it
still
fits
have that diagonal bar in my picture.
Oh, do you?
It's covering the bedrooms.
Give me one sec so I can see. I'll try and hit refresh, Chad. Yeah, if you, anyone who's got any issues, just hit refresh because it should clear it.
Fact, I'm not just in that room. I'm jumping up and down.
It's fine. Is anyone gonna check out the secret door down into a basement?
Nah, I'm good.
Should probably put something on top of that door for the night.
That's where Ed is. Ed's in that room. You could move like large. Whatever they called the stuffed animals on top of it.
Oh, right. That's the secret door's right here. I forgot about that.
It's this one. Here. Oh, no, not that one. Not.
You're talking about the one upstairs in the.
Yeah, this one here.
In the attic.
Yeah.
Where's the entrance?
Still have that bar.
Are we missing the attic?
What about now, Chad?
It's still there.
Attic was probably on a second map, Greg.
Oh, give me a second.
Yeah. Because we have the main floors of the house, but I'm not seeing... I was pretty sure the attic is a whole other... Because the attic and the basement are on the same level, maybe.
No, the attic... Right. So this is the attic here.
The first, this one?
This one here.
If you're playing the map...
I'm still on the wrong way. I'm trying to fix that. This one here. Yeah, I'll move you all into the attic.
I thought that there was like the entrance to the stairwell was there or something.
It's the entrance is in this room here.
Yeah, that's what I said. Thought it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We just make sure that secret door is closed and that there's some of this covered furniture that's in this room. We'll just pile it up against the door.
Probably not a bad idea. I can get on board with that.
Yeah. I can't see anything. When I do your vision, Chad, so I don't know.
Sending you a picture.
Yeah, no worries.
Sent it through a messenger.
Yeah.
Where's Gabe's character? There he is. All right. Yeah, he and I are going to... We'll take the double bed, you know, with the bodies. No, those are kids' beds. That's not going to fit for him.
Yeah. You guys can probably have this one here.
Okay.
If you want to share a room.
One has kids' beds. I'll take that room.
Oh, yeah, I guess you could. That'd be this one here. You know, the ones with the dead bodies on the floor.
Yeah.
They aren't there anymore. We pick them up.
Yeah, the remains and put them in the crypt.
Yeah, I'll fix all of that. I'll basically, we'll roll with what we've got tonight, including Chad's horrible black line, because it theoretically shouldn't be relevant. We can kind of theater of the mind most of this.
But, I was going to say, nothing really happened until we got this map.
Yeah.
All the other maps look fine.
Yeah, no worries. I'll be redrawing this and breaking it out so it fits on the map better anyway, on the screen better, if you're going to make it a home. But there we go.
Better choice than trying to stay in there, yeah.
Yeah. Unless they have family that come looking for it, in which case, well, that's their problem, not ours.
Do they have the deeds? I don't know.
I don't know.
You do have a last will and testimony as well. So that means that means nobody else has it.
Then they don't know that they didn't leave it to us.
You mean the one we just lit in the fireplace?
Oops.
We needed kindling.
Oops.
Okay. Has anyone got anything planned for the evening?
Rest, relaxation.
Taking watch and sleeping? No. Don't think I'll try to steal anything because this is apparently Greg's house now, so.
Yeah. Do I have to... I have to restudy all my spells, though, do I not?
No, it should automatically just give you them back.
You just have to reset any of your casts.
Yes.
I did that.
Where are the slots remaining? Yeah, you just put them back to your stuff.
Yep.
Okay. Right, got it. So, who's in what rooms? Okay. Well... Can't Adra, please. Adara, please roll me a... Hey, but yeah, have you guys gone to sleep yet, I assume? Oh, no, that's a good point. I can do two. All right.
I did say that I was taking first watch, by the way.
Ed's taking first watch, so I assume everybody but Ed's going to go to sleep.
So where are you taking watch, Ed?
I figure I'll probably patrol the house. Like, you know, go through the rooms, go up the stairs, go down the stairs, just kind of like keep my ears peeled, that kind of thing.
Okay, roll me a D4 for what level you are on.
Sure. So currently...
you're on the round 4. Okay. And you don't hear anything.
Woo!
Go on, boy.
Okay. Then let's roll a dice. Are you feeling high or low, Sean?
Well, let's go low.
Low it is. Okay, Sean, can you take me a perception test? Oh, you're just a sound sleeper, apparently. That's fine. So, the night passes without incident.
Perfect! Woo!
Trask could be doing jumping jacks in the town square and he would still be asleep.
Okay, so in the morning, Sean, as you wake up and see the sun kind of glaring down as you're taking your morning prayers, you do notice that there are what appears to be scratch marks on the outside of the window of the doors here.
That's interesting. Do they look like wolves?
They look like hand-sized, like knocking and scratching, and just generally as if someone was trying to bother you in the night.
Okay, on the outside of the balcony door.
Yeah,
but you were so sound asleep you didn't even notice.
Yeah, and no one even came in and murdered you.
That's a good start.
Yeah. Okay. Rise and shine, everyone. What's the plan for the day? Who's cooking breakfast?
I'm thinking breakfast.
I don't think there's any food in the house. If there is, it's probably...
But you guys had supplies and stuff, but yeah, you do not have a stocked larder in this house.
Out of my iron ration.
So now that it's like lighter and you're not like kind of rushing to just get some sweet, you notice that the ground floor, so the first floor and the second floor, both now seem as aged as the upper ones. It's not like rotted furniture or anything. The beds were comfy enough after you like patted them down and maybe like changed the sheets for less dusty ones. You all had peaceful night sleeps, but
the house is beginning to age. So like the spell's starting to, out of character, the spell's starting to break and this house is starting to break down into the, hey, no one's been paying attention to this house for years.
But the attic seems, like the attic and the third floor seem as they were.
Mm-hmm.
First and the second floor seem to have caught up to that standard.
Agreed.
We need something to spend our money.
Yeah, we need to hire a maid. That's what we need to hire.
That was my plan.
Ed, Chad, could you mute your...
Are you... Sean, if you can probably do it on your end as well. You can go into your settings and have... Yeah. I want to receive video only as well. Because then you never have to worry about other people doing their stuff.
I don't actually have the little icon hovering over my thing. I'll go and change it in the settings. I am only broadcasting video only.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
I got mine muted.
We'll be fine. So, what time do you... Who gets up first, then? Who's the early riser?
I don't know. That's up to you.
Huh?
Let's roll initiative for who wakes up first.
Woo-hoo!
Does the elf just, like, go into a trance for a few hours and be up cooking breakfast?
Ah.
I'm not about cooking breakfast, but I'm definitely up.
How do you not have breakfast on the tape for everyone? How rude. Not even sharing your rations or anything?
No, I'm going to go get breakfast. Although the price is in the town, I don't know.
The early riser.
Yeah. So the halfling's up and awake already when you all wake up. So what do you want to do, Chad?
We'll look around a little bit in the house.
Oh, yeah, because you haven't been here before. You went straight down into a basement, didn't you?
Like the eighth time.
So you noticed, it's in case you forget, when you came through were, give me one second, let me see if I can do this. Yeah, that might work. Okay, that should give you all of the numbers. Does that work? Do you see all of those now?
Sure I'm do.
Seeing numbers of what I can see.
True. So what I will do, Chad, I'll take a quick screenshot for you, and then I'll send you that as a messenger.
All right.
I'll do it as two different ones. So there we go. So we have... Do you want to rename it as well? Are you still going to call it the Death House?
Yeah, it sounds like a lovely place.
Just so I know when I redraw you the house, that's all. Oh, imagine owning property in Bavaria. How dare you?
Payback.
It is payback. So for those who are not aware, the last time me and Greg played, I immediately made him give me a house from Saltmarsh.
Ooh.
So I had lots of stuff to try and spend money on.
Very nice.
So there you go, Chad. That's in Messenger for you now, just so you can see everything. It goes on the second picture I sent you. The left one is the ground floor, second floor, third floor, attic.
And the Bavaria the town gave Chris the house on the condition that he hire his nephew to renovate it.
There's nothing corrupt about D&D. It's fine.
Nothing at all.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to be wandering around the first floor and second floor, kind of checking them out.
Okay, so at some point, the first floor you know about, where 2A is, was the empty space above the fireplace that looked like it held some form of weapon. Where number 5 is the dining room. 4A and B is the kitchen and larder. As you come up the stairs, you have number 10 is like a ballroom, entertaining room. There are some suits of armor as you come up the stairs. There's a library in number 8. You can't currently see the secret door because you've not looked for one. You notice...
Is it not still open from when we were in there before?
I thought, did you guys remove the book? Or is it still prized open?
I was going to say, I think Ed and Gabe are sleeping in there.
Oh, no, it's here. There's a secret door. So, yes, it will say that the book was still there. So, yeah, you see half a jar secret door.
Oh, go in there, take a look.
Yeah, there is a dead body trapped, like leaning into an empty chest. And there were books in there as well. I'll have to check on.
Some demon novels.
Yeah.
And call them down.
Are you wanting to look at any of the books?
As a rogue, not really. I think I'll pass for now.
Okay. In where number 8 is as well, is that a desk and stuff that looks like it's already been opened. The third floor, you've got a master bedroom, what looks to be a maid's quarters and nursery, a washroom, a closet. The stairway up to the attic where you stayed, you've got a storage room, 2 bedrooms, and then what was the children's room.
Okay.
There was a large black iron chain with a big black iron padlock locking that door that was just on the ground as you went in.
Ah, lovely.
Yeah, that's everything. Obviously, the characters last night closed the secret door at 21 and moved some of the furniture to block it. But yeah, if you have any specific questions, just shoot me a message and I will fill you in on the contents of the house as and when you want it.
All right. Well, like I said, as far as I know, this apparently is Greg's house, so I don't plan on stealing anything or messing with stuff. So
today.
So I'll just kind of relax around until everybody else wakes up then.
Yeah. So everyone is awake now and you notice the halfling is happily going about his day.
Anybody else ready for breakfast? I know I am.
Half-Orc grunts at you.
He's a big boy. He can eat a lot.
Bet.
Yeah.
So I am going to start gathering my things and start strolling my happy ass down towards the inn so that we can go and get ourselves a whatever traditional Bavarian breakfast looks like.
Sausage.
And eggs. Don't forget eggs.
Soylent Green is people.
If you want eggs, that's going to cost you 3 platinum.
Good Scott. It's going to be a good Scottish breakfast with haggis, too.
It will say that we have Basari leading the charge today.
That sounds fair.
You get there, and there is...
before we get to that part, we're like just as the sun's kind of coming up, so like businesses are starting to open their doors kind of thing.
It's not quite that early by the time all of you are up. You're looking at like not a throng of people because it's not that kind of town, but there's foot traffic and businesses are open.
Nobody's looking you in the eye kind of thing. They're all like down to the ground kind of thing.
Very like strangely so, people are, no one has said good morning to you. You've interacted with the exact correct number of people as we role-played your walk from your house to a bar.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what's on the menu for breakfast today.
Okay. Well, as you go in...
Hopefully I don't charge an arm and a leg for it, because wolves did not have any money.
You notice that there are three Vistani ladies sat at a table in the back.
Same three that were there before?
It looks that way.
They all share one eye.
Oh, they don't look that haggard.
In 16th.
Arik is at the bar cleaning some glasses.
Good morrow.
Morning, stranger.
Want to see what you had in the lines of breakfast this morning. And I'll remember
you and that halfling. Stand up. You and that halfling. Yeah. I'm assuming you all walk in, so it's a little bit happier. It's fine.
Are you suggesting for a moment I may have left a bad impression?
He comes out, it disappears into a back, you hear some rummaging, and then pretty quickly, actually, like you're still getting yourself seated around a table, he just plunks down a plate of five cold sausages.
All right, I guess this is breakfast.
Is there like a fire in a fireplace there?
There is a fire burning on the hearth, yeah.
I'm going to take my sausage over to it and kind of warm it up next.
I'm right there with you.
So he is back behind the bar just cleaning his glasses.
Does it look sufficient to like, is it a sufficient breakfast or is like am I still going to be hungry afterwards?
I don't know. How much do you eat?
It's a
Bavarian sausage, a German sausage. Just cold. Okay, so, it's a cooked sausage, but it's cold. So it's perfectly edible as is. It wasn't a raw sausage, sorry, if that was the indication.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just heating it up because Theseus likes his a little.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I completely agree with that statement.
We should ask the innkeeper, does he have another business? Like one where he actually intends to make money?
Take a perception check. That's fine. You catch it as you ask him, does he own any other business? He kind of glances across to the three ladies. then looks back. He was like, the blood of the vines is more than enough for me to handle.
Well, I was just wondering, because like normally when customers come in off the street, you try to sell them things and they give you money in exchange for service.
Then they keep coming back.
Well, we're new residents of the town. We're homeowners now.
We're
here every day.
Every day we've been in Bavaria, we've been here.
It's a local town for local people.
Well, we're local now.
But he kind of looks at you a little bit funny and like, yeah, okay. Well, there's some things you'll soon learn then.
I'll look down.
I can't even remember what. Playing that many different games at the minute, I'm getting Warhammer and this confused.
Uh-oh.
just so I can tell him to take the correct chest, that's all. Take a... just a normal charisma test. Well, so... once you tell him that you're homeowners around here, so, there is a few things you'll learn pretty quickly. Be mindful who you invite in at night.
Oh.
And then the...
I have a question. So if a house is owned by one person and then ownership of the house passes over to does all the invitations of the previous house, are they excluded? Not that you know who needs an invite into your house, but like...
I don't know about that. If you own a house and it's up to you, you let in, isn't it?
You know what I'm saying? The warning you tried to give us about not inviting people in, I understand your... I'm just saying, if the ownership of a house changed, do you know if these people who had previously been invited into your house would no longer be allowed in your house?
No one had been invited into your house unless you invited them into your house.
Okay. Sounds fair.
Except for you know who. He who shall not, who shall not be spoken.
I know not of who you speak.
goes back to cleaning his glasses.
Doesn't respond to that.
You know what? Hire a mate.
Oh.
Who should not be spoken of? Vecna?
Wrong plane.
Take another... take a persuasion check.
By the way, my sausage is warm. I'm sitting back.
I'm taking my seat right next to him.
Jeez.
So he's going to tell you that...
We just let Greg do all the talking from now on.
I know, right?
Dice on fire.
I still have an inspiration, so you know, if it ever goes badly.
Yeah, what's going to happen is when attack rolls come, they're going to be all ones and twos. Burning all the good rolls now.
People used to place ads up on the board next to the Burgermeister's place, but there's not really been much call for maids, really.
Do you have our... It should be in the documents, right? The letter we found about the Burgermeister's daughter? Handout.
Yes, found it on the ledger.
Oh, yeah. So how's the Burgermeister doing? Is his daughter still suffering?
I've not seen Irene for a good while now. Don't really know.
Do you know where we could find the Burgermeister?
Probably in his house.
Oh, and which house would that be? Oh, where?
Oh, down the street, past old Bildraff's Merchantile. Keep going down the road. It's the big house down the end.
Well, there we go.
Just on the map, I don't idea where that would be. Is that?
Yeah.
Oh, down that way. Got it.
We should get on the food plan. We'll give him some gold, and then we can just come here every day for breakfast. And then he doesn't doubt our commitment to the town.
Ooh, that sounds like a good idea. So basically, we pay for a meal every day, whether we're here or not.
Yeah,
steady income for him. I'm on board with that.
How feel about
they leave town today and don't come back for weeks.
How does he feel about this? How does he feel about the food plan idea? We pay him now, and then when we come in, he provides food for us.
Give me a minute. He goes back out into the back area you've not seen. You hear like rummaging around and some like cupboards being opened and. Sound of a guy kind of trying to look to see how much food he actually has in the kitchen.
trying to figure this out, like,
You don't have enough to feed them for that long.
We should bring him game.
He comes back out and he says it'll be 1 gold a day for the party.
I think we can agree to that.
Yeah. We each give up a piece of gold, that'll be the next 5 days paid for.
Correct.
Well, the next four. Because you'll have been paying for today.
I will give him extra 2 gold to pay for a week.
Okay.
I'll give him 3.
Therefore, mark off a gold.
How would he feel about us bringing him game? Does he have a way to prepare it? And
I'm not really a butcher. I normally get all my stocks from old Bildraff.
Intel guy?
Yeah.
Yep.
The only store in town.
The only store in town, yeah. With ludicrously high prices.
How would he feel?
Is
this something he'd be interested in?
Yeah, I think so. If you, I'm sure we could work out some form of discount.
Sure, okay. Well, that's fine. We're not going to go get you those nasty wolf carcasses that we left out on the road last night.
Probably eaten by other wolves by now.
Oh, sorry, I was just going to steal some gold off Gabe. That's right.
Yeah, that's fine.
40.
There you go. Now that we've curried some favor with this fellow, that maybe our reputation will grow in the town, I think it's time to go and have a sit with the old gypsy.
The three gypsy ladies here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we should hit on them.
I don't think that's a good idea.
That's exactly the reason why
we'll get a free sausage and it'll come from the back room.
I have a 14 charisma. That's exactly. I have a 14 charisma. I am not that inept.
Yeah.
I'm teasing. Mean, huh? Genuinely, I'm not actually going to try to hit on the.
Really? You're not going to give them the disco?
I have 14 also.
So as one looks like the lady in the bottom left.
A halfling?
She's kneeling down.
Oh, okay. She looks like a halfling in that picture.
She does. The other one looks like the one in the middle, mustache complete.
Yeah, exactly.
One head hitting on.
I should really get dice to roll for when I don't want. So I can't remember how to set my rolls to be hidden, and I can't look it up right now.
Oh God.
So yeah, the three ladies don't make any extra space for you at the table, but you could probably get two chairs in there pretty easily.
Well, I think it'd be presumptuous for us to sit down. I think it would be more appropriate for us to go and introduce ourselves to them.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Okay. So
while they're walking over there, real quick, I'm going to clear the table of plates and put them up on the bar.
It was only one plate. There was one plate with five sausages.
With five.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I assumed you used your own dagger to cook them.
Yeah.
The forks.
There was no cutlery. They literally, you just paid a gold for a cold sausage.
It's we're buying favor. That's what we're buying. It's
well, five cold sausages, man. Not just the one. I'm on the wrong page. That's why I can't find. I keep scrolling like up and down trying to find what I'm looking for. Okay.
Are you gonna say it?
As you approach, you go to introduce yourselves. Is everyone going? Who's going up to the three ladies?
Well, I'm for sure going.
Guess I'll walk over with them, but just waiting for Ed to be like, if there's any chicks there, I want to do them.
No. I'm fighting the urge. I am genuinely fighting the urge to drop that line.
Do you have any Mountain Dew?
I'm just going to hang out at the table and watch.
I love how every geek knows that. Every geek knows that one.
I'm so, there's the Cheetos!
So the
I have a plus seven dagger of ogre slaying. Sorry, go ahead. You're trying to be serious. No,
the oldest of the three, well, the oldest working of the three of them.
We'll call him Ed's girlfriend.
She has a name. I'm looking at all three of her names right now.
Mrs. Ed.
How's our?
Yeah.
Morning to you.
Morning.
Nods at your strange companions.
Who's she referring to? She's speaking to
the half.
To me.
Oh, good. Just checking.
You didn't tell us you had made the acquaintance of these fine young ladies.
Hold on, us, brother.
I was in here apparently while you guys were searching through that house.
Didn't talk to them though, did you? It's almost like all of us at Stani talked to each other though.
Isn't that curious?
Oh.
How are you doing on this fine day?
I am alive. Can't ask for anything more than that.
Oh, you can ask.
Now, let's see, because Ed wanted to speak up and talk to them. I'm kind of waiting to see what he has to say.
Oh, I'm kind of waiting for the introduction. You seem to be the ones noting. Well, you didn't introduce us to your friends here.
These are my new companions. This is Vesrin, Gorkthar, Adra, is Adar. Adara, how's that?
Adara.
Did Theseus come over? Or is he still?
He's at the table.
Okay, he's over by the door. Okay.
It's literally just because I'm stupid and can't speak. It's fine.
And that over there is Theseus.
But I assume you already knew that. I say to them.
Oh, never made your acquaintance. Why is everyone a barman? What the hell am I doing? We've never made your acquaintance.
I am Halzar.
They know you. No, they just don't know anyone else.
They're not talking to you.
Let's roll some dice.
Oh.
What?
Secret dice rolling is never good.
Don't know what you are talking about. Huh?
I've been a DM before. I know the concept of secret dice rolling.
What? Assuming you didn't just want to come over and ogle us a little bit closer, what can we help you with?
What if all I wanted to do was ogle?
You saying that?
Yes! I am completely inept and oblivious to social etiquette.
That's right.
I may have a question or two about your fine town and how to get the hell out of it.
I'm just about to answer your question if you just give me a moment.
Oh, sure.
So one of the younger of the two will just laugh and say it depends how much silver you've got.
How much would one need? Intrigued.
Oh, if you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Sounds about right. So there is a way out of town.
360 of them.
360 of them. Mental note on price to get out of town.
Did you ladies just hang out here all day?
It's not really hanging out. We've got a job to do and people to meet and places to go.
A job? What type of business are you involved in?
Well, we often make sure miscreants pay their bills.
I said sorry about that. I was used to restaurants that I paid before I ate. I apologize for my social faux pas.
You're allowed to pay before you eat, but you didn't.
So the three of you are the heavies here? You're like the bouncers of this establishment?
Just because we're heavier than you.
No, I'm just trying to...
Give me security.
Oh, okay.
This is quickly turning into a Stephen King novel, isn't it?
Well, we have two characters here who are horrible at social situations. So
exactly.
We are not
Doors
exactly.
open and blood starts spilling out. I'm running.
So what can you tell us about this fine town? We're like recently arrived.
Not necessarily by choice.
There we go. That's the words I was not going to use, but that...
They're the words I was not going to use.
Okay. Take a perception test.
Who?
Or everyone who's at the table.
Sure.
Oh, there it comes. Boom, headshot.
The halfling will catch a glance between the three of them at that. And you'll notice wry smiles creep across their faces.
Lovely.
Yeah, as in they know something.
Well, the land has its ways of drawing people in. It's a lovely place to come visit.
We thought it was just the big vampire guy.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Huh.
Count whatever his name is who lives up on the hill.
That's what I said, isn't it? The land.
The land.
So he did mention that.
Was it him?
No, he said that. He said, I am the land.
He may have. As I said, I know his followers had that.
I was kind of like...
Waiting the breadcrumbs. Just waiting for those breadcrumbs.
Thought we were playing a game of Do You Know Who I Am?
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, well, so...
So until we've earned ourselves some silver, getting out of this town doesn't seem like it's going to be inexpensive. You wouldn't happen to know anything about the Burgermeister's daughter, would you?
Take a perception test, Ed.
And how quickly the laughter actually happens.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Okay, so as you mention the silver and the way out of town, you notice them looking a little bit confused at your statement.
Because I clearly didn't pick up what they were putting down.
It
could be the degrees of ways out of the town.
Yeah, no, I gotcha.
The halfling, sir, man.
Getting out of the town and getting out of the valley is something totally different.
Oh, well, you seem to know what's going on better than your companion here. You do well to have your lodgings looked after.
In what manner?
You're going to be there for a while, so you're better off.
Well, we've been trying to hire cleaning staff for our new dome, but we don't know anybody in town. It's a big surprise.
Well, there aren't really many places where people meet.
Careful there.
Somebody's daughter that's like looking to make a little bit extra money.
Really be careful there.
A lot of the people around town keep their daughters locked away, but
we don't come around and we're not biters. Let's put it that way. You know what I mean? We're not biters, so.
Entendre. So give me one second. So she'll say again that I can't think of a word now. It's not like a notice board, but there's a board in the square that you have walked past. Effectively, it would be manned by a town crier were there one operating in this town.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And like people post up like, you know, sheep for sale and, you know.
Wood for sheep.
Yeah.
Ed, my idea of social awkwardness, I think, what would Trump say in the situation? And then I say something.
So you're going to bring in the military to clean your house? Seems weird.
So you can have a picture drawn in front of you in front of the house. Just remember that.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Might be a Bible in my library.
Maybe. It might well be. I'm sure Theseus has got a Bible somewhere.
I hope so.
One of the younger ones will show it over to Theseus, actually. What about you, brother? We haven't seen Yerlike around here for many a year.
How long?
Well, not in my lifetime. And she gives you a laugh.
Whew.
She looks to be in her mid to late 20s.
Well, we were once strong here.
I'm not really familiar with your order.
It seems people here have forgotten Saint.
You want to roll a perception test? If I ever can roll.
Sure. I thought that was targeted directly to him.
She definitely recognizes that turn of phrase for it, but doesn't say anything.
Later today, we're going to go visit the monastery.
You mean old Donovich's church?
Yes.
It's in this place here.
No, the old
the friary, Sean, is what you're...
Oh, okay, the friary outside of town.
Oh, right. Okay. I suppose everyone needs a hobby.
We feel like that this has, like, run its course. Are they just, like...
Yeah,
it looks like the feints of knowledge. They just don't like you.
But they're entertaining us because it's hysterical to them.
Everything.
They're going to offer some insight, you know? Gypsies, I thought, were supposed to offer you insight. You go to them and they tell you what's going to happen.
Oh,
what type of gypsies are you guys that you don't even tell us what's in our future?
Oh, you want your futures? You probably want to go and speak to Madame Eva.
Ooh, and where will we find Madame Eva?
Oh, they camp in different places around town.
You guys are town gypsies and they're out of town.
I'm not sure what you're trying to intimate, good sir.
Definitely offended by that statement.
Well, I mean, like, obviously, I thought that they were part of the, like, roaming around people, but these are sedentary gypsies. They have jobs. They were here yesterday when we were here, right?
Are they the same ones, though?
They're the ones that give Ed the stink eye when he didn't pay.
Yeah,
they did.
Well, we're two for two with gypsies. You guys have any dags?
Do I like dags?
I need a dag.
What's a dag?
Dags. Yeah, so they tell you that Madame Eva often travels with different bands, but they don't know exactly where she is at the moment.
No.
Do I even have the book here to... 1 second.
I mean, I think real hard before I ask this next question. Like, it's obviously I'm consternated, and then out of it comes... Well, so do you guys just live...
Sorry, you broke up a bit there, Greg.
I said, do you guys just live in town here?
We live here.
Like in the inn.
Yeah, it's a tavern, not an inn. We don't really do rooms because it's our home. You can come and share our wine, but
you own the tavern. And old what's his face over there, Sausage Man, is the dude.
Old Sausage Man.
He's just the guy who, like, takes care of the day to day.
It's our maid, yeah.
Old Sausage Fingers.
He's your maid. Maybe I should hire him to clean my house.
Maybe you should try. Doesn't do a very good job, though. Look at him cleaning those glasses.
If nothing else, he's like, he's repent. Eventually, they'll be clean.
I'm thinking it's probably best if we just clean the place ourselves at this point.
Yeah, I don't
know. I don't know how much money have you got. Like, depending on how much you're going to throw around, it might be really easy, but it might only get cleaned once.
Oh, okay. We're not messy people, but we do need somebody to get rid of the bodies.
Just bring that up in conversation.
Do you say that out loud?
Well, of course I do. I mean, like, whatever. We just wait till it gets dark and we'll dump them down the well.
The third who's not yet said anything will laugh. And, okay. Tell you what. If you can find us 20 gold, we'll find you someone.
20 gold? Yeah. Clearly, gold is worth more here.
Clearly.
Well, interesting. Well, maybe we'll go ask.
If you want to spend the time, you can find your own person.
I mean, we have to get to know people here, so maybe that's what we'll do. Just go door to door and see how that works out.
See how that works out for you, she says out loud.
I know. We got to make it to the end of the street where the Burgermeister lives. There's lots of doors between here and there, I must add.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's only a matter of time. Only a matter of time.
Have fun.
I think we have. Yeah. Well, on that note, been a pleasure speaking to you. We wish you a good day. Good day. And I just turn around and, like, off.
Good day to you, madam. I said good day.
Right.
See you tomorrow. You've already paid for the food.
We have.
Yeah.
The meal plan. A sausage plan. Sausage day keeps the vampire away.
I hope so.
We want honey garlic sausage. Yeah.
Well, let's go see this burger guy. He's got a drive. He's not that type of burger guy.
So
he's got a message board at his place.
So there's a message board in the square. Say it's about here. But it where the caravan was parked. In fact, so it was here, wasn't it? Where the caravan was. So it's one there, which is pretty empty at the moment. You want to take a perception test?
Oh. Everybody?
I assume that it's made of wood.
Okay. Yeah. We might as well just stop now, seeing Sean just nailed a 20. So like, the board is suspiciously empty, and you see similar... In fact, what did you roll for that? You rolled really well for that other test, didn't you? Oh, no, when you woke up, I didn't make your test. So these look suspiciously similar to what the marks that were outside your bedroom last night, or this morning, across. Mm. And then there's like shredded bits of paper fluttering around.
Oh, well, let's look through the shredded bits of paper.
Okay.
You know what we need to do? We need to go get some wolfsbane and soak our message in wolfsbane and stick it up on the thing, and we'll be the only message on the board.
Okay. So as you...
Sounds like a good idea.
You find... in fact, do an investigation check. Whoever wants to take... In fact, one test, best person with advantage, because she will be helped. So 19.
That's the best intelligence.
Yeah. So well, Greg got a
question being trained.
Yeah, Greg got a 19, so you're fine-ish.
Yeah.
So you find most of a note that looks like it's just a declaration for the town that people should stay indoors at night and not let people in.
Wonderful.
And here we are trying to get in to places.
Let's go knock on some doors and show them this letter. Hey, do you know if this is true? And then just watch them get this.
So remember, you don't have any sellotape, so to like move it, you'll have to redo the jigsaw again.
It's signed by anyone. Is it signed by the Burgermeister?
Not that you can make out, but you don't have all of it because it's been a few hours and paper blows in the wind.
I think time to go werewolf hunting. I think we hide out here in town.
Well, don't we still have like at least the Burgermeister we can go and talk to?
100%. But I'm just saying, like, I think that that our nocturnal visitors.
It looks like Ed has the final say because I put his token on at random this time. But you guys have your discussion, and then someone else's turn. So we've had Sean's. This is Ed's turn, so I need to mark down who keeps getting control over the party map, unless you guys elect a leader.
I think we should go to the Burgermeister.
Yeah, that's
if we put a letter. It would be interesting to find out when he issued this. It could be years old. That Irina, his daughter, could have blocked. This could have been a long time ago because we found it out in the middle of the wilderness, right?
You are absolutely correct.
So it might not even be a current event.
Okay, so you're just walking past the shop, not going in?
Does anybody need anything?
Press your face
for ridiculously high prices? No.
Press your face up against the glass.
Your face? I was going to press something else up against the glass.
Okay. Roll the perception test for everybody.
Two pressed hams right up on the window. Bloom.
Sean, knocking it out. Really perceptive today.
Oh. Again, we're wasting all these good rolls.
So everyone, apart from Gabe, I can't bother rolling, hears some whimpering sounds coming from this house here as you walk past.
Better not be them damn kids.
Whimpering as in animals or whimpering as in humans?
Sean would be able to tell you that it sounds like a woman crying.
Oh well,
that
sounds like Ed most days.
Hey,
and it's coming from inside the house.
Yeah.
Okay, go rap on the door with my staff.
You still hear crying? How long are you gonna wait?
We're investigating a domestic dispute.
Is the door open?
Are you checking the door?
I think I'd like to check the door.
Yeah, the door's open.
Hello, everything all right?
No, you're actually in the entryway to the house kind of thing. You definitely make out quite clearly now a woman wailing and sobbing.
Okay.
Aww.
Here we go.
You hear the sound of violence, like she's being beaten.
We're like the Keystone Cops. We all just like come in a big all like crawling all over each other to get in.
Well, I think I'm a little bit, like I said, I'm trying to be cautious because I don't know why she's wailing. Like, for all I know, there could be something ready to kill us.
So the downstairs section is kind of a combination of, like, it's a single room. There's a door at the back and the front. As you come in, it's at the hearth there, but it's not actually burning. It looks like it burned out quite a while ago and hasn't been relit. Yeah, there's a stairway up off the straw-covered floor, and a moaning sob falls down from the upstairs.
Up we go! To our own doom, I assume.
So there is a hallway with a door on the left and a door on the right. Take a perception test, whoever's in the front with advantage.
I assume we were setting Gabe up first. Do you want me to roll for him, or can you roll for him?
I can roll for Gabe. Check with advantage. Perception. All right.
Alphabetical.
So, yeah, he will say, looks like one of these doors was boarded up recently.
As in,
it is no longer boarded up.
Like as something burst out.
So you're upstairs now, and like the door, one of the doors is slightly ajar, and there's like planks with nails on them, kind of just on the floor next to it.
Like something came out of the room, or something went into the room.
Something came out of the room. Well,
okay.
Something opened the door forcefully.
Is this the room we hear the sounds from?
No.
On our way to the room,
as you look, it's actually dark. So I'm going to assume that someone cast light on it. Yeah. So in the middle of the floor is a straw bed to one side, and then there is a kind of a cloak's closet that has basically the same kind of homespun dress, but it just gets progressively smaller, and as it gets smaller, they kind of are a lot more tatty and kind of dirty, old looking.
But this is like sit past looking in the room as we're headed towards the room with the women.
So the door to that one is offset so that they don't bang each other when they open, because they both open outwards into the hallway. So it's literally like five feet away, kind of thing. And the whimpering's definitely coming from that room.
We will open the door.
There is a woman in there. Looks like this. And she appears to be kneeling down at the foot of her bed, rocking back and forwards, sobbing, holding what appears to be a malformed doll.
I hope that's a doll. We've already had dead kids once already, Chris. I'm starting to wonder about this place.
They were perfectly fine when you went in. They asked you to go and kill a monster for them. Don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
At least they were articulate.
This is true. Ma'am, are you okay? What's wrong?
Roll me a persuasion check.
Persuasion? I'm persuasion. Okay, so I'm not so good at that.
She is rocking back and forth, sobbing, holding what appears to be a malformed doll.
She hasn't responded at all. Got it. Ma'am, are you okay? We heard you crying from the street.
You can still hear her crying as she rocks back and forth, sobbing, holding what appears to be a malformed doll.
Talk to her perchance.
Maybe. That might be a bad idea.
Are you trying to be nice to her, or trying to...
I wasn't being a dick, if that's what you're asking.
She's unrespondent to the elf's persuasion.
Do you know what happened to the room, other room in the hallway here? The doors are all burst off the hinges and the...
You can take me a charisma check as well.
Despite my best efforts.
So you kind of make out some words in between the sobs of Gertrude.
Gertrude. Is Gertrude your daughter?
Why did she ask him in?
Oh.
Gertrude.
Uninvited guests. Who did she invite in?
She's back to ineligible sobbing now.
I'm sorry, I'm chuckling to myself. I wrote down the name Gertrude as Gertrude, like turd at the end. I'm like, oops, misspelled that in my notes. So she seemed...
Walk,
I'm gonna walk up and give her a hug.
She's still like rocking back and forth, but you can, as you're hugging her, like, the doll kind of drops from her hands, and, but she's still sobbing.
Was your daughter taken?
She's just crying.
We could maybe perhaps find her for you.
So she'll stir daggers at you and tell you that he has her.
He?
And then start crying again.
I'm going to reach down and pick up the doll and hand it back.
Okay, take a perception test. So as you're handing it back to her, you know, well, as you're reaching to hand it back to her, you notice that there is a label stitched into a hem of the dress.
Of the doll?
Yeah.
And what does the label say?
It says, "It's no fun, it's no Blinksy."
It's no fun, it's no what?
It's no fun, it's no Blinksy.
Blinksy.
I will paste it into a chat for you so that my terrible accent doesn't get in the way.
Wasn't saying that necessarily was what the case was. I've just never heard the word Blinksy before.
It could be a slogan or it could be a motto. Like, you know, like, I don't know, like a toy that said, you know.
Just do it.
It's no fun if it's not Lego or something, right? Yeah. No, but that might be Blinksy, that might be the type of doll it is. It
might be the doll's name.
It might. Yeah, oh, exactly, right? Interesting. Well, old lady, do you want us to help you find your daughter?
She continues to cry.
Okay, well, welcome. Yeah. I'm like, I just sort of, out of frustration, I just turn around and stomp off. I'm like, you know, these people, they find themselves in the situation, they do nothing to help themselves. And I go down the stove and open the front door.
She continues to cry.
I don't think we're getting anything else out of her.
Waterboarding.
Waterboarding?
He didn't even try.
I was going to say, I think I'm going to try to be a little bit more persuasive. Listen, do you see this large green man behind us? He's very good at finding things. We could find your daughter. Could you at least tell us what happened?
Do you want to roll a persuasion check?
I'll try. She's not going to. I'm a little persuasive.
She'll tell you that she's probably already dead and then burst into more even wailier tears.
Well, we don't know that for sure, but if that's the case, wouldn't you at least want to have her remains?
Snot everywhere.
That may be true. We don't know that. But if that were, wouldn't you at least want her remains brought home?
There's so like literally now snot on your hands. It's getting in your hair.
Not listening. Do you want us to bring her home in whatever condition she's in?
So she rocks back and forth while sobbing, getting more and more snot on you. You're going to have to hope that Strad turns up and prestidigitates you at some point. You have a house now that has a bathroom in it. It'd be fine.
She's just going to sit here and rock in the corner. I think we'll probably be okay.
No, as in your house has a bathroom in it. This one evidently doesn't because you've not seen one.
Yeah. It's
a bit of a hobble.
Let's go find the Burgermeister. I think we're wasting our time on crazy ladies.
I can show you a name again.
Her name on the picture did say Mad Mary.
I know that's out of character information that I'm not supposed to know.
There we go. But she fit the profile.
Yeah, she fit the profile.
You could go and ask someone else about her.
We can waterboard her.
We will ask about Mary later.
The lawful good wizard strikes again.
Exactly. I have lawful good on capital letters on my character sheet, so I cannot possibly be anything else. I was more thinking we could just tie her feet to the like rope in the well and dunk her a couple times until she came to her
side. What about if she floats? So
then she's a witch.
Thieves
then
she's a witch. Remove her fingernails.
Again, my God.
So
you do that.
A weary looking mansion squats behind a rusting iron fence. The iron gates are twisted and torn. The right gate lies cast aside, whilst the left swings lazily in the wind. The stuttering squeal and clang of the gate repeats with mindless precision. Weeds choke the grounds and press up with menace upon the house itself. Yet, against the walls, the growth has been trampled down to create a path all about the domain.
Take on jobs here as, like, property warden. go around and clean up people's houses.
Heavy claw markings have stripped the once beautiful finish of the walls. Great black marks tell of the fires that have assailed the mansion. Not a pane nor shard of glass stands in any of the windows. All the windows are barred with planks, each one marked with stains of evil omen.
In we go.
Lovely.
So the door is closed and looks like it's been hastily reinforced.
We bang on the door with the staff. Rap, tap, tap.
Gandalf style.
Gandalf style. Put a big etching on the front door.
Yep. There is no response.
Maybe you should say it a little bit more assertively.
Yeah, well, we'll give it another opportunity. Rap, tap, tap on the door. But assertively, as I put it.
Assertively.
So we're gonna butt end the staff against the door.
Are there any missing windows?
All of them, but they're all boarded up. You'll hear a female voice, which will not shout, but be gone, you devils.
We're not devils.
Well, not all of us.
Well, none of us. Open the door.
No.
No. Who says no?
Here to see the Burgermeister.
People come to assist you, and you say no.
I didn't ask for any assistance.
Sure you did.
But the Burgermeister did. He sent out a letter requesting assistance to protect his daughter.
Well, I'm his daughter, and my father's dead.
Huh.
As you well know.
As we well know. Ah, I bet you think we're conspiring with the big man. We are not. We are in opposition to him. He has brought us here against our will.
That's exactly what someone who was aligned with Strahd would say.
True. Yeah, no, you have a good point there. Except we have a delicate pigment to our skin. We're not in league with the devil.
That was a nice, judicious way of putting that out.
Okay.
And we're not asking to be invited inside. We just wish to have a dialogue more so face to face rather than through.
Then the big fellow can grab me. Not all of you need to be invited in.
We'll have him stand back. Would that be helpful?
Okay. Take a charisma check.
We are neither grabby nor bitey.
Just one of you. So we'll take average.
I think that this is a key time for me to burn my inspiration.
Okay. Ooh. If you want to burn inspiration.
I will burn my inspiration in dialoguing with this young man.
Okay. So give me a roll as well then. Oh, I bet you wish you had not used that inspiration now, loser.
I'll learn more.
Yeah. Well, Ismark said I shouldn't let anyone in.
You broke up there? Who said?
Ismark told me to not let anybody in.
Who's Ismark?
My brother.
Oh, he's still in good health?
Yeah, he's looking for people to aid us against the devil Strahd.
And we're here, and yet you want us to go away? Seems counterintuitive.
How do I know that you aren't aligned with him?
Provide us a test.
Okay.
A curiosity, the fact that we have a priest doesn't say anything.
Apparently not.
Priest hasn't said anything.
He's MIA at the moment.
She won't open the bloody door.
Give me a minute. Let's have a think.
It's an empty chair streamer there.
Yeah.
Just invisibility.
Okay. So she'll say, I haven't seen any of you before.
You're behind the door.
Because you're behind the door. Well, how could you?
Even if you were inside the house, it wouldn't mean I'd seen you before.
Well, no. So are you familiar with the two young children that lived in the house on the eastern side of town? I know their name, but
Hold on. That would have been... Because it was Rose and Thorn. It was Roosevelt and Thornbolt.
So are you familiar with Roosevelt and Thornbolt?
Durst being the last name.
Yeah.
Nobody's lived in the old Durst place for years.
Right. So...
Well, something lived there.
That's right.
Since Fred.
So we went into that house and cleared out the evil. We had a interesting interaction with your friend on the hill. And since then, we have laid to rest the spirits of those two children.
How do I know that you have dealings with my father, my late father?
Huh. We have a note.
Yeah. So we slide it under the door. Okay. The tatters of what we found this on the outskirts of town before being attacked by by wargs and wolves.
So she reads a note and laughs and says, well, you didn't really do a good job of following its instructions, did you, outsiders?
Well, it said that you'd been bitten.
So she, as she does that, she is unbolting the door.
Stand back at least 6 feet, I'd say. So that
social distancing?
Social distancing, so that she knows that we're not in any way trying to, like, make a run for it and get inside.
Okay. Give me a moment.
I said, I have a way of proving that we are not in league with Strahd. Okay, well, so get a knight. You don't look like you need us to defend you. Full of the plate mail with the gigantic sword, with the fuck you sword.
No, she does not.
Do you want to come to our house and defend us for when with you know who comes back?
We'll yeah, actually, here.
40 gold per day and get a free sausage.
Every day.
So she steps back, doesn't say anything.
So how long ago did your father sign this missive?
I've never seen this missive before, but it's in my father's handwriting.
But I mean, how long ago was it that you were visited by you-know-who? Clearly, the process of turning you did not complete it.
Give me one second.
Questions he wasn't prepared for.
unprepared for.
Yeah, the whole, yeah.
The wolves and the zombies and the spawn that were sent against us were too much for my dad, and he passed away 3 nights ago.
Oh, so this was recent.
So this message is recent. Okay. Have the agents of Strahd returned to try to claim you?
Not since my father passed.
Interesting.
So he was the target for you.
Is there some significance to the night that they came to collect you? And is there any truth to the whole you've been bitten by Strahd?
So she'll pull down her collar, and you can see the remnants of two fang marks in her neck.
Well, I guess we're here to make that stop.
Indeed. Bring with you a representative of the old god, too. Perhaps that might have some power against Strahd.
Hopefully any power to stand against Strahd is a good one. The Imric is out at the moment trying to round up villagers to help us take my father's body to Donovich.
We would take his body for you. Donovich is in the chapel on the far side of town.
You recognize from the conversation with the Vestrani in the bar. Yeah, that's a church up there, yeah. She says that her and Ismark want to be present for a funeral, but if you're willing to help, that'll be much appreciated.
Would not seem expeditious to make the journey to the friarage during the day. You know that dark, like, light doesn't seem to have much power over Strahd, but his agents at least would be, if they were sent to get you, would it not be advantageous to do it during the day when they would be weak?
I know that Ismail would want to be here. I'm not going to...
In town here, or has he left the
city? He said he was going to try and find help. He's asked around our neighbors, and none of them were brave enough to help us. So maybe he's ranging further afield. I don't know.
Did he leave today, or is he just... gone?
He leaves early at dawn every morning, normally returns before nightfall. The last 3 nights this happened, and the last 3 nights he's been unsuccessful in finding people to help us.
We are offering our assistance. Take that for what you will.
You say you're staying in the old Durst place?
We are.
I'll let him know when he returns.
Okay.
And she shuts the door.
Clank.
Alrighty then.
I guess we play the sit and wait and see game.
Should we go visit the friary since we've got not much else going on at the moment?
Sure.
I was going to say, we got plenty of time.
Tour the town and see what else there is. Go up the major streets and wander around and just get an idea if it's all just residences or if there's other businesses.
So it's still pretty early. You've not, like, you've spent, like, it's probably 10 a.m. at the moment.
Yeah, let's go to the fire. Let's find out.
But so there's two different things that you're both talking about when you... So this thing up here is the church.
Could you pin that again? I didn't see that. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah. So that's the church. The friary is the thing that Sean was talking about, which is
outside of town
where he comes from. And is that me? You all seeing a map?
That's here. Yeah. Okay, so we'd actually have to leave.
Yeah, it's closer than the gates were. It's maybe a 2-hour walk, I think, for Sean. I can't remember exactly.
Yeah, you said it was about.
So do we want to go to the church or the friary then?
I think we should leave it up to the priest.
Actually, I like Adara's idea of let's meander the town and see what we.
Okay.
Yeah, well, so Ed's in control of his token, so you get to be in charge of running around town today, or on this visit anyway. So you should be able to move that around.
Yep, all along this way, these are just homes.
Like we came down that street.
Yep.
The way they were talking, there's only one shop in town, so...
Yeah, that's this thing
I'm thinking that we're not going to find any other shops, that all the rest of these are going to be homes.
What I'll do, I'm going to put the circles on for the things that you've seen so far, okay?
Okay.
Just so you know. These are places of note.
That's the inn. That's the Burgermeister's house. Got it. Yeah, let's do some wandering.
Oh, it's because you know there's numbers missing. Oh, look at that.
Yeah. Yeah, when the house is E7 and there's only 1, 2, 3, and 4 showing.
Uh-huh.
Then again, 5 and 6 could be the church and whatever that is in the upper right.
Could be. It's probably fair. Let's see what's down this alley this way. There seems to be some pretty large buildings down this direction.
So this building here looks to be like not necessarily an apartment complex, but like multiple family dwelling.
Ah, gotcha. Bombs.
It's the projects.
The projects, yo.
You walk basically all the way around. As soon as you're sticking to the streets and not going to a church yet, just for brevity's sake and making a token weird.
Exactly.
You walk all the way around. Because I clicked on the side. You walk all the way around here and you don't see anything. There's lots of. There's a well here. There's a well here. There's a well here. So there's a few different sources of fresh water. So the closest one to your house looks like it's where your token is now at.
Yep.
You've not noticed any caravans or like other outsiders wandering the streets or anything like that. You've seen a couple of people wandering around, but they've all been like head down, walking with purpose.
As is most everyone in this town.
Yeah.
Do most of the houses look abandoned?
Probably more than 50% of them look like there's no sign of life in them as you're walking past and trying to pay attention.
Hmm.
Ed, it's like Yukon.
Yeah, exactly. A whole bunch of buildings and nobody in them.
Yeah. So that's the within the town. Like I say, if you want to go to a church, let me know and we can walk you up there.
What building is that in the northeast? Is it a schoolhouse or something?
No, that's the church.
So this one, as you get to here and look up on it, to this one here, it looks to be another just like home, but this one's a little bit more well-to-do. It doesn't look quite as run down. There's definitely some smoke coming from the chimney of this one, so people live here. But it's got surrounding buildings. It looks like there might be... might take me a... outdoor survival test.
Is everybody or just one person?
Just one person. So you can't make out exactly, but it looks like there might be. This might be more of a farmhouse and for the surrounding fields. But the surrounding fields don't look like they're being worked at the moment, which is odd because they would be in season.
Yeah, this would be like the right season. Okay, gotcha. Are we continuing our tour, gentlemen?
Unless you want to go check that house out, I mean, I would say yeah.
Yeah, why not? It seems like there's some livelihood. Let's go see what's going on at the old farmhouse.
Okay, so you get to the farmhouse, and let's see. Where did I put my book? Oh, there we go. Okay. There's no one home.
Aw.
Are there windows to look in, or are they shuttered?
No, the windows aren't shuttered at the moment. There's definitely a fire burning. You can see the smoke rising. There's just no one in the house at the time that you are there.
Should we walk around, maybe check the property?
Not look suspicious at all, doing a slow circle around the complex.
It's either that or we continue on our way.
But from there, like from here, does that we confirm our suspicions that we believe is to be some sort of like farmhouse that is not necessarily currently...
It looks exactly like my suspicions described it, but there's no one in the house at the minute. There's a fire burning in the hearth. There's smoke coming from the chimney, but there's nobody in the house at the moment.
Gotcha. Check back another time then.
So really quick, we've only seen a handful of people as we're out and about.
Yeah.
Do any of them look like more well-to-do than...
The general state of dress is pretty downtrodden, but there are marked differences in that. The best dressed people, and ironically, the Vistrani in the inn, and then Arena.
Let's make our way to the
easy. Let's do this. What can you guys currently see?
Nothing.
Big black square.
Good.
The emptiness of space.
So it is dynamic lighting. It's daylight. Okay. That will work. Then we have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then I need to give you all vision. I don't know why it doesn't default to this. It's annoying.
What the heck?
That's correct, what you're currently seeing, because there's a wall in front of you which stops vision.
A diagonal line?
Yeah, you can't see around the corner.
I have no...
I'm getting this. Okay.
This is at the church?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got nada.
I know.
There we go.
Yeah, that's vision from Gabe, not from you.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Well, that changed. Now when I move my dude without putting him in a square, the dynamic lighting changes.
Yeah, I've gone to the new dynamic lighting, even though it's worse. It's less intensive.
That's cool.
Where you move your thing around the outside and it shows you what you can see.
So, so what can you all see?
All I can see is...
Oh, damn it. Why isn't that work, Chad?
I got this big diagonal black bar over the picture again. For the town map, it did it for in the house, and it's doing it for here.
Mm.
I see the right half, there's like a T-shaped thing.
So, there should be... Half of the map should be black, and then you should have half of it... Give me a second. I'm going to double-check that I got the settings correct on dynamic lighting. Light mode on. That change anything?
It went all black.
Ooh. Everybody else can see, right?
There you go, Chad. Just have some night vision. For some reason, it didn't give people... it's just Chad's character. Weird.
I'm still all black screen.
If you refresh it, you should have better vision now.
1 second.
Okay. So, atop a slight rise against the roots of a pillar's stone support... That supports Castle Ravenloft stands a grey, staggering edifice of stone and wood. This church has obviously weathered the assault of evil for centuries on end.
One question. Yeah. So you said this church is directly underneath the cliff, that like the cliffs above it rise and up to the castle?
Not literally directly, but it is overshadowed by them, yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. But I mean, like, if we like look up over top of the chapel, we can see the castle in the distance above it.
Yes, I'm still trying to see if I can pull an image for you. It doesn't look like I've got one to hand, sorry. A bell tower rises towards the back, and flickering light shines through the holes in the shingle roof. So there you go. You guys position yourselves however you want and let me know. Ed, you can move Gabe, I think.
Sure. Ooh. Have him up front. Operation Meat Shield.
Yep. As you approach, he will tell you that the heavy wooden doors of a church are covered with claw marks and scarred by fire.
As in, something's tried to get in here before. I say we take the old-fashioned method. How about knock? Good old-fashioned knock.
Rap, tap,
tap. Yep, just give me 1 second.
Gently rapping on my chamber door.
Okay, right. I need to be on the correct layer to do this. So goodbye. And in fact, you can see the guy there. I just need to After a few moments, this guy will open the doors. Hello?
Priest, I was hoping you were going to step in on this one.
Yep. Hello, my name is Theseus.
Good day to you. Well, the blessing be upon you. Goodbye. And he'll move back over here and start praying.
The door open?
Yep. You should be able to see what you can see. He's actually, like, here praying at the altar.
Okay, I'm going to enter slowly.
And Gabe might back him up.
Okay, so as you... the door opens. We're in a 10-foot wide, 20-foot long hall. We into a bright lit chapel. A hall is unlit and reeks of mildew. Four doors, two on each side of the hall, lead to adjacent chambers. You can see that the chapel is strewn with debris, and you hear soft voice from within reciting a prayer. And suddenly. Suddenly,
the monk takes suddenly, a leak.
Oh, I didn't put a scream in. So what you hear, a loud scream. I didn't add a scream.
No, oh, no.
Silly me.
From somewhere nearby.
Take a perception check.
Sure can.
It seems like it resonated out of the ground.
Out of the ground, like in the room?
The scream seemed to affect the brother at all.
You see him wince noticeably.
What was that?
It doesn't interrupt his prayer.
Brother,
yeah.
What was that scream?
Oh, none of your concern, really.
It
fine,
is
I'm
indeed
sure.
Our concern as I stride towards him.
Did that sound distinctly male or female, by the way, just out of curiosity?
It had an almost inhuman human quality, so it sounded more human. Sorry, more male than it did female.
Okay.
Outside of the church or inside of the church?
He's on the floor.
Resonated. It felt like it came out of the ground.
Not directly beneath us.
No, because you heard it when you were over here.
Okay. No, but I mean, like, where I'm standing now.
You can't tell. At this point, the screams faded. You can't hear anything at the moment.
What is
that's
that, brother?
Chris.
Explain yourself.
In the meantime, I think Gabe's kind of, like, stomping his foot on the floorboards kind of here, like, trying to see if we can find a...
Okay, well, take me another perception check, everyone. But give me one second.
Sure.
Yep, definitely another perception check. Okay, so...
Theseus is very
perceptive. Yep, Theseus. Yeah. You're all going to hear it anyway, because I'm going to say it out loud. But, oh, what's that, Father? Are you having guests? Have you brought them over for dinner? I haven't eaten for such a long time.
Who is that?
Really, really, it's none of your concern. It goes back to his press.
I'll walk up next to him, put my arm around him, and try to comfort him and tell him we're here to help.
Yeah, Chad?
I messaged you.
Oh, did you? Sorry. Just as an FYI, it's generally easier to message me in Discord, because I don't have, what can we call it, open up Facebook.
All right.
Oh crap.
Jake, can't see
anything now, Dad?
Shock here.
Okay, let me have a look. What about now?
Black box.
Good call, Greg.
No, no. I was going to read to see what it did, but I clicked on it. That it hit the eye, so I was like, well, this works. I can just read. Okay, so that works the way it thought. Because I know they've dramatically changed protection from under.
Okay, so let me see if I can fix. I know what I've done wrong. This is fucking me being an idiot, isn't it? Yes, it is me being absolute idiot. Some reason you are not set as the controller of that token. That's my fault.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Easy. Fixed.
That looked better.
Sorry. Right. Sorry about that. So where were we? Sean was trying to comfort him. Yeah.
Boys talking to us.
So he kind of notices you for the first time, Sean. Oh, brother, I don't know that you can help. I'm sure it'll be fine. I just need to pray harder. Our Lord will answer me, and he'll be returned to me, I'm sure.
What spirit is this that haunts you?
Oh, no spirit, sir. It's my son.
You have him incarcerated within the chapel here?
He's not incarcerated. He just, The wizard said that they'd deal with the devil, and this is what came back to me. But I know if I pray hard enough, it'll be okay.
The wizard? Which wizard is this?
Mm-hmm. Did they say your son was killed?
He was a wizard. He came from a faraway land.
Oh,
wonderful wizard!
You should be off to see him.
because.
I mean, if there's any dead wizards here who've come in the past, I'm out to hoover their spellbook.
You probably do want to hoover his spellbook.
I'm just saying, this piques my interest when I hear the word.
Huh. He wore a black robe. I can't recall his name. Don't really get many outsiders coming to the church. We don't really get anyone coming to a church anymore.
So whereabouts is your son? And he speaks to you through the floor.
Roll me a perception test. You catch a glance in this direction, in fact, so just so you can see it, you know, it's kind of direction, Greg, but it glances in that kind of direction. So I'm not pinging the exact spot because you want 13.
That. I'm like, let's not mince words here. That scream was unnatural. What has become of your son?
Nothing that prayer won't fix. It's fine. I say it's not your problem.
It is not of your kind to be untruthful or misleading. Why don't you just tell us what happened to yourself?
When he returned from the ill-fated quest with the wizard, he was changed. You have to understand, he's still my son.
Changed how?
I just want him back. And you hear interrupting you. Please, Father, just let me eat. I need to feed, Father. It's been so long.
What do you need to feed on, spirit?
I don't know if he's a spirit or he's genuinely locked in the basement.
You have company, Father. Won't you send him down?
The wording he's choosing.
Brother Donovan, why don't you let us help? We can help bring your son back.
If you can, that would be amazing. I just want him back.
Then where is he?
It's in the cloister. What have I been above? Yeah, no, it's the basement of a church. I don't know.
Can you show us the way to the basement?
So he points into the corner. It'll be on his left, so on the right-hand side of the current map, but down here. So this door here.
I think we need to take this one cautiously. I don't think his son is well.
So we'll open that door.
He's to Eid.
So we say to the brother, your son accompanied this other group of adventurers up to the castle, I'm assuming? And when he returned, he was changed?
So... how forcefully are you shouting that? Because he's still up there praying at the moment.
I mean, before I moved.
So he'll nod.
Well, then we'll go and we'll open the door.
Yep.
We're totally getting jumped through this kid.
Time and neglect have punched holes in the ceiling of this moldy room, which contains a few broken roof shingles amid puddles of water. In one corner, set into the floor, is a heavy wooden trapdoor held shut with a chain and a padlock. A young man's screams of anguish can be heard through the door.
Brother, do you have the key to the
door? I threw the key away The temptation was just too strong. I wasn't sure I'd be able to do the right thing. He begs so much.
How long has he been locked in here?
Days, weeks, months, years. It's hard to say.
Okay.
As a rogue, I could try and pick this lock if we think that's a good idea.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Have the half orc stand on the trap door though, so it doesn't get flung up.
Yes, please. Yes.
Okay. Give me a thieves' tools check, Chad.
Here are the tools.
Yep. It's relatively simple, and the lock pops open. It's the rattling of the chain being unwoven. You hear, "Thank you, Father."
Scared. All right. Do you want to? And I'll. I don't want to draw my bow with this guy standing nearby because he's probably going to shoot his kid in the face. But I want to shoot his kid in the face.
Who's going behind Gabe?
I guess Gabe, I will. Oh, did you move Gabe down?
Yeah, we assumed you were sending the half orc in first.
Yes, that's a safe assumption.
So before we go down, Chad, what weapon do you plan on fighting with?
I've been using my short sword.
Well, then I will cast.
I'm going to go grab a drink real quick before this gets started.
On his short sword.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it too much, Ed. Give me one second. Yeah, we'll be okay. So Greg, we're probably going to run past then if you want to do this.
Yeah. I'm just saying, before we go down, I want to cast it on his I want it on his weapon before we go down.
Yeah, that's fine. So once Ed gets back, it's a case of if you want to do this encounter or save it until next week, effectively.
Yeah, I was going to say, we don't have Gabe, so...
Maybe a good idea to save it, just because we're already at 11:30 there.
Yeah, Undercroft, that's the word I was looking for.
Sorry, I needed to rip the old beverage.
I was going to say, Ed, this one might take more than, like, 20 minutes to do, so we can stop at the point once we get near the stairs, if you want to.
Oh, good. Oh, okay. Sorry, I wish I hadn't wasted your time then. Sorry.
Sorry? I mean,
who do you want to play at is what he's asking.
Yeah.
So, here's the deal. I've got to go up and go to the office tomorrow, which means I got to get up early tomorrow.
Yeah, so it's fine. I just need your marching order so that I can have you guys set.
Where?
I'm going to go down a second.
Okay.
I should head down myself.
I'll take up the bus.
I'll be right before you.
So, we're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then you see the church's undercroft has rough-hewn walls, a floor made of damp clay and earth, rotting wood pillars strain under the weight of a wooden ceiling. Candlelight from a chapel above slipped through the cracks, allowing you to glimpse a gaunt shape in the far corner. Ba ba ba.
Boy needs to see a dentist.
I know, man. Dental program in Barbaria is not so good.
Or it's exceptional, depending upon your...
this is true.
So, that's it, folks. We'll call it there. We'll roll initiative, maybe. Maybe we'll roll initiative. No, I can say maybe you like vampires, I don't know.
If we didn't like vampires, we came to the wrong place.
Yeah.
At this point, do we even know what a vampire is yet?
It depends on where your character's from.
Gotcha.
Some people's characters might have more of experience with different things than other people's characters. I don't know.
You're right. All right.
Well, this ought to be fun. This is that encounter you were talking about, wasn't it?
Nope. This is all the stuff that I hadn't prepped because I was relatively sure you weren't going to do this.
Which is a good stopping point.
Which is why I had to stop a couple of times to just double check things. But yeah, there we go. Nice and easy.
All good. Sounds good.
So, Greg, just make a note somewhere that you cast magic weapon for me. Yeah. Just because I don't want to forget. And that's on Chad's short sword.
It'll be in chat when we load up chat next week. It'll be the last.
That's right. Sometimes I clear the chat window if I'm messing around doing different roles for things, trying to work stuff out. So just make sure you've got a note of it somewhere else. Yeah. Right. We can always check the tapes if I call you a liar, but it's fine.
Well, he's already gotten a house from me, Chris, so...
Whoever's got the deeds, just take the deeds off him. Off her.
That's right.
Okay, folks. That'll be it. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.